I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tax season has arrived, and doing taxes without the right help can feel overwhelming. Intuit TurboTax is here now to guide you through it with confidence. Match with a TurboTax full-service expert who handles everything for you from start to finish. Your dedicated expert checks every single deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And the best part? You'll see real-time updates on your expert's progress right on your phone while you live your life. Plus, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Full Service Experts. Real-time updates only on iOS mobile app.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1. Download Rocket Money. Step 2. Link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3. Create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, her former coworker died on the job, but he never really left.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate that. And if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear about it. So call it in. If you want to leave us a voicemail, it's 855-853-4802. If you'd like to write it in, just go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, there's no commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive, you can sign up through Apple Podcasts, try it for 3 days free, or go through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon, how's everything?
Well, everything is doing pretty good. No big excitement around here.
Well, I had some excitement because I just had a handyman leave and he fixed my back pergola and it looks amazing.
You know,
I'm like, oh my God.
It's so nice to get something fixed, right?
Yes.
You spend all this time with something that's not working right, or it's in this case crooked or whatever, unlevel. And then when you get it fixed, you think, why didn't I do this a long time ago?
Because I really have been hemorrhaging money anyway lately. And I was like, why not spend a little bit more money and get the pergola fixed? And it looks amazing.
That's so good.
I'm so excited about it.
And you have such a nice little house.
And I have this really great backyard. Well, It will be great again because they really tore it up to put in the new sewage lines.
We'll have to get red hats with shirts that say, making Carol's yard great again.
Oh, please. You don't have to do that. I'm fine if you don't do that. So now it's fixed. Yay. Woo-woo. Well, we've got an interesting story. And, you know, Tony and I used to work at the radio station, the same radio station. And there was three different people who died in that building. And there was times where it felt like there was people there when there wasn't people there, if you know what I'm saying. And real common there would be that really intense cigarette smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Really intense. And so this is when
they died back in the time when everybody smoked.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which I always thought was crazy.
In their office.
And, oh, yeah, because you used to be able to smoke at your desk. And, you know, to me, it's always so crazy. It's like I do theater. I don't do theater. I write for theater. So, you know, I know a lot of performers. And the ones who smoke, I'm like, you make a living or a side hustle singing and performing, and you're smoking. It's like being on the radio and you smoke.
It is interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I never quite get that.
You know, when I taught college for a really long time, and I'm old enough to have taught with people, I didn't do this, but other people that would give lectures and smoke while they were giving lectures, and it was completely fine. Like,
isn't that crazy? So here's the story. It says, I work third shift at the local grocery store, which means it's usually just me and a handful of other employees trying to get everything stocked and ready for the morning crowd. The store closes at 11, and after that, it's like a different world, quiet, dark, and a little eerie. I'm in charge of the frozen food section, which, if you've ever been in a grocery store late at night, you know is on the opposite side from the main part of the store. Most of the time, I'm alone over there. There are usually 8 of us on the clock, but since I work in such a remote section, it's not uncommon for me to be by myself for hours at a time. Now, before I go any further, let me give you a bit of history. A few years ago, Bob, the guy who used to be in charge of Frozen, I like how it's just Frozen, passed away at the store. He had a massive heart attack while working one night right there in the aisle. It was sudden with no warning. They say it was right near the freezer section when it happened, and ever since then, I've been in charge. But Bob's presence still lingers around the store in a way that no one can explain. At first, I didn't think much of it when I'd catch a glimpse of something moving at the edge of my vision or hear a door creak when no one else was around. But after a few months of working late shifts, I started to notice it more often. You see, on any given night, you'll often catch what looks like someone walking past the end of an aisle just out of the corner of your eye. It's a little unsettling at first. You're sure you saw someone walk by, but when you look, there's no one there. It happens so often that others in the store have gotten used to it. You might hear someone call out, "Was that Bob?" When a door slams shut or you feel something strange in the air, it's like this little unspoken joke we all share. It's Bob. We laugh it off, but it's not exactly funny. One particular night stands out to me. It was slow. The store was nearly empty with just a few other employees working their shifts. I was alone in the frozen aisle doing the usual stocking, organizing and trying to keep busy. It was just past 2 a.m. and the store was dead silent except for the hum of the freezer units. I was bent down rearranging some frozen pizzas when I saw it, a figure in the corner of my eye. I caught the movement of someone walking past the end of the aisle. My heart skipped. I thought it was Bob, so I stood up quickly, ready to greet him, but no one came. I figured maybe he was in the back of the store, so I walked to the other end of the aisle where the break room and the offices are and waited. I watched the empty hallway expecting Bob to appear, but he never did. The minutes ticked by and I realized something was off. I checked. This is, okay, the way this is written, I think this must go back to when Bob was actually alive. Because the way she's writing it, she thought it was Bob, so she went to greet him, but no one came. Because then it goes on to say, so I walked to the end of the aisle where the break room and offices are and waited. I watched the empty hallway expecting Bob to appear, but he never did. I checked my phone. He wasn't even scheduled for another 2 hours. So who had I seen walk by? So that makes me think Bob was still alive at that time.
Maybe. Yeah.
I shrugged it off. I'm used to seeing things like that. Still, it's a little unsettling when it happens. You know it's not a customer and you know it's not one of the other employees, but the feeling sticks with you. But that wasn't the only time. There have been countless occasions when I've walked down that long aisle and seen doors open and close on their own. These aren't just regular doors either. They're the thick sealed freezer doors that you have to push hard to get open, and they're heavy. It's not like a breeze could blow them open, but I'll be walking around the corner, minding my own business, and then creak, the door will swing open or slam shut, even though no one else is there. At first, I thought it was just the air conditioner messing with the pressure or maybe something to do with the freezer mechanics, but that explanation started to fall apart when it kept happening at odd times. No air currents, no drafts, just the door moving like someone was walking through it. One of the other employees, Tom, jokingly said, "Guess Bob's doing his rounds again." We laughed, but honestly, it was hard to laugh it off because I got a weird chill every time it happened. Sometimes you can't help but feel like you're not alone, especially when you're working by yourself in that section of the store. And trust me, it's more than a feeling. The store feels different at night. You know it. You can't put your finger on it, but it's there. Something is just off. A presence, kind of like someone's watching you from a distance. It's the kind of feeling that makes your skin crawl and your heartbeat race for no good reason. Then there's the other thing, the sounds. One night I was in the back taking a quick break in the break room, and it's the only place in the store where you can get a little peace away from the noise of the freezers and the hustle of the aisles. I was sitting there scrolling through my phone when I heard it, a thud, like something heavy falling onto the floor. I stood up thinking it was one of the other employees, but the room was empty. I checked the security cameras and nothing. All the aisles were clear. I swear I felt something brush past me as I stood by the camera monitor. It was cold, a cold that didn't come from the freezers. I turned around, but of course, there was no one there. It was then that I realized I hadn't heard Bob's voice in a long time. He used to joke around with us, even on the late shifts, and sometimes when we were working late, you could hear him humming or talking to himself in the freezer aisles. It wasn't loud, but it was a comforting sound. But now the store felt different, like he was still there, but he really wasn't present anymore. We all chalk it up to Bob, even though it's kind of creepy. Sometimes when things get weird, we'll just laugh it off and say, "All right, Bob, knock it off," and that's usually the end of it. But if I'm being honest with you, it's not always that easy. Those odd, unexplained moments when you see someone walk past the aisle when no one's there, hearing doors slam shut when you're alone, that sticks with you. And sometimes when it's dead quiet in the middle of the night and I'm alone in the frozen section, I can't help but feel like Bob's still around, making sure everything's in order. Or maybe he's just messing with me. Who's to say? That's from Nicole.
But I'm kind of confused. Because at one point, she said that thing about him, like, we thought, well, he must have still been alive here.
Right.
Right? So that suggests it's a different spirit altogether. It's not Bob. If something happened and Bob was still alive.
Well, that's the weird thing, because it sounds like in the middle of the story, I couldn't tell.
And then it happened. And then again, later, she's talking about Bob being alive, that, you know, she didn't hear him talking.
Was it Bob's voice? Had they been hearing Bob's voice?
I'm confused.
After he died.
Yeah. It must have been that, I guess, that they heard him talking.
But then he was already dead. She does go on to say that they kind of feel like he really wasn't present anymore. So then it makes me think, if this predates Bob's death, then it's not really Bob.
Right. Now, it would be something else.
Yeah. Now, maybe they had some experiences like hearing Bob's voice.
Uh-huh.
And maybe there was some things that happened that made him think it was Bob. And then maybe Bob was there for a while and then he moved on.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm just a little confused on that one where she said Bob wasn't due to be on shift for another 2 hours.
But I will say, when a coworker dies, it is unnerving. And it's like, especially if you're working that late shift and now it sounds like Nicole has Bob's job in the frozen. And, you know, maybe it's just hard for him to let go of it.
And we have had a few grocery store nighttime stories where people are there to do the stalking, do the cleaning, do the, you know, and it's quiet and it's weird. We had one a while back where things were flying off the shelf.
Yeah.
You know, and stuff. And I do think those jobs are very kind of unnerving to be in a place that's built for a lot of people to be, you know, in, but then there aren't the people there.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it'd be like being the security guard at an amusement park or somewhere. The people aren't there. And so the things that would be covered up normally from all the hubbub of the people and the action and whatever, you know, at night, it's very, you're just painfully aware of it.
So I don't know. I was a little confused with you. I'm with you on that because I wasn't really sure.
It was just a little bit of the timeline. I think that I was a little bit, I think she's talking about Bob the whole time, but I just felt like a couple times that the timeline, I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
You know.
But it is strange when you lose a coworker because there's times you feel like they're still there.
Yeah. Just, no, I'm with you. Yeah. That it would be very unnerving. And it, but it does sound like maybe he's passed on.
I would like to think so, because let's be real.
Me too.
I don't want to spend eternity at work.
In the frozen food aisle.
In the frozen food aisle. And even if I loved, that was my dream job. Even if that was my dream job, I still don't want to spend eternity at work.
But that is a rough job. Because I used to stock, you know, at I've worked at, you know, Quick Trip types of stores and things. And to be back in the cold and stocking things and stuff, that's a tough job.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's hard to, that's hard. And you're so cold and kind of miserable in it. And, and then to have, you know, this whole other thing going on.
Well, let's go on to this caller.
Hi, guys. My name's My story begins when I was a junior in college. I lived in a dorm room, so a dorm apartment. There were three other people that lived with us. And in the dorm room, to get into it, you required a key card. And once you got into the apartment, you had your own individualized key card for your room. So I've never had any issues sleepwalking. You know, I've had paranormal things happen in the past, but nothing too crazy. But this night I went to bed, closed the door. So again, there's no way for anyone to get into the dorm room because the key card, you know, you have to have a specific key card. So I always slept with the door closed. When I woke up that next morning, everything on my walls were on the ground. So let me tell you, like, literally, the posters that were pinned into the walls. I had, like, this whiteboard from IKEA that was nailed into the wall. I had picture frames that were nailed into the wall, things that were tacked. Everything was on the floor facing down. Everything. Like, there was nothing left on my walls. I was like, what is going on? I called my mom, you know, and she said, you know, maybe you were sleepwalking. Maybe, you know, maybe you had a rough night and you were, you know, took everything off your walls. Okay. So I told all my roommates, they thought it was so crazy, and so we all agreed that the next night, that night, that I would just leave the door open and see, like, what happened. I go to sleep, I wake up the next morning, and everything is on the floor again. And then I put everything back on the wall. Everything were the posters off the wall, my picture frames on my desk, everything that had any faces, anything that I, like, obviously, I guess, showed in my room were all down. And so at this point, I was kind of freaked out, and I kind of had a bad feeling, and I didn't really sleep well that night. So I was going on. So that day, I decided to take a bath, and I was already freaked out, so I kept my door to my bathroom and my apartment, like, or my room open, and no one cared. It was, you know, everyone was super nice and whatever. So I was in the bathtub, and I put a chair next to the bathtub, and then I put my laptop on top, so it was kind of like a table. I was watching Netflix, and all of a sudden, while I was in the middle of my show, the mouse went all the way moved and went all the way up and exited out of the Netflix. I'm like, what? So I look, and I thought maybe the water had dropped from the shower or something, and nothing was there. So I was like, okay, whatever. So I clicked in, went into Netflix again, started my show. After about 2 minutes in, it did the same thing. It literally, the mouse went all the way around, went directly to the exit sign and exited. Oh my God. So I decided if it happened a third time, I was going to freak out because, I mean, that's just something crazy. So watching it again, I put it on, and this time it goes exits out of the Netflix, and then this error message pops up, and it starts ding, 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 like over and over again. So I freak out. I push the chair, my laptop, it falls on the ground. I run out of the bathtub. I'm screaming because I'm so scared. So I basically decide to sage the place. I went to kind of the shaman woman, the spiritual healer. She gave me a chant to say. I lit candles. And since then, I never had anything happen in that house. But we did, you know, throughout that time, just not just that incident, but we heard little kids in the hallway. We heard people talking. And yeah, the walls were pretty thin because we shared with, you know, other people that were living there. But it seemed pretty close. So I don't know what happened. But once I kind of said the chant and, you know, kind of blessed the house a little bit, it kind of went away. But yeah, that's my story. I'll definitely call in and say more later on. But thanks, guys, for everything that you do. All right. Have a good day. Bye.
So her call kind of cut out in a couple key places there.
Mm-hmm.
So she's in college, and
right.
So the first story was really strange, to wake up and everything's off of her walls, face down on the floor.
Well, stuff that was nailed.
Yeah, like how the heck does that happen?
Like, I mean, I don't even get how you do the other stuff that it's, like, you could see one or two things for some reason, you know, but everything, and then stuff that was really permanently affixed to the wall. And, I don't get it. And then it happened again.
For someone who's never sleepwalked, I could see why it could be like, maybe you were sleepwalking and you didn't know. But that would be really strange for someone like me or you.
That would be weird because, like, this kind of situation, if something was nailed, it would probably take more than just, you know, you might need a hammer to pull it out of the wall. You know,
yeah,
I'm just wondering if maybe it just seems weird to me. And then it happened again. I could see maybe you're sleepwalking and you pull one thing or two things off the wall, but it seems like you would wake up.
Right.
You know, after a few minutes of physical exertion.
Yeah.
Doing something. But then to have it happen again. After they spent all that time creepy. Putting it back up, getting it all redone. Now, the computer thing, I don't want to make you scared of something that's not paranormal, but this would almost scare me as much, is that someone has control of your computer remotely.
Oh, yeah. Or
and
when she said that ding,
they could
ding,
be
ding
watching
thing.
You in the bathtub. Like, do you have that camera on your computer covered? You know, like, it makes me a little nervous that, because I have worked with people before and they said, can I take over your computer? And I said, yeah. And then they did this and this and this and fixes. It can be done.
But what about, you know, too, her going to the wrong website and it just downloaded a piece of malware?
Malware. Yeah, I thought of that as well, you know.
Because so I remember, like, years ago when, you know, we didn't have all of the antiviral things that we do now on our computers, but mm-hmm. I was at work at the radio station, so I'm on the air, my back is to the door, which I always hated because I could be talking into the mic, live mic, and somebody walks in and I'm like, who just walked in? Why did they walk in? Why are they? So we have mic lights. But anyway, so I'm on the computer doing something, and all of a sudden, like, this porn starts popping up, mm-hmm. and it's one porn picture after another, after another, after another, and they're going really fast, and I'm like, crap, somebody's going to walk in. They're going to think I'm looking at porn. So, and I don't have any idea what happened. Like, believe me or not, I was not looking at porn at work.
I was, okay, we'll take your word for it.
Okay, thanks. But so weird things can happen like that.
That's what I had the feeling when she was talking about that one. I thought, I'm not sure this is actually related to the other thing.
Because they're so, you know, different.
It's very suspect, that it is happening kind of at the same time. But I have a feeling something was doing that.
Mm.
You know, that I don't know if I like that answer for you, but it feels like something was controlling your mouse and doing it.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Well, gosh,
I would
darn
take it.
It
in and make sure that you had that all checked out.
God, no shit.
Get those geek guys from the Best Buy to make sure they're all.
Well, if you have a ghost story, share it with us. You can call it in anytime at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com and become a premium subscriber if you want. No commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive. Do that through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.